All right, I'm ready. You ready? Put a call to order the Town of Sullenberg Radio Regular Town Council Meeting, March 30, 2020 at 6 o'clock. Roll call, please.
Brad Amos.
Present.
Matt Czarnecki.
Present.
Scott McVoy.
Present.
Randall Mobley.
Present.
Terry Langford.
Present.
Town Manager Charlie Smith.
Here.
Town Attorney Jacob Elder.
Present.
And Clerk Treasurer Michelle Miller is present.
Thank you. Before we start our meeting tonight, I'd like to ask Councilman Randy Mobley to start with prayer and then follow us with the Pledge of Allegiance.
All right. Randy? I'd like to have everyone in an attitude of prayer. Just Father God, we just gather up here as a council and supporting members. Just a very rare and special time for us, but I just want everyone to remember how blessed we are every day, and that we have the courage to fight through what we're going through. This is epic for very many people, but as a council and as a town, we need to show them leadership and show them courage, and give us the insight and let us do our due diligence and do the things that we need to do. It's not easy. It's not easy not being around your friends and being around social gatherings. But Lord, let the sacrifice be what we need to do. And it's minimal, Lord, for the blessings that we enjoy every day. Just we always come to you with needs, Lord, but let us be thankful in what we do. And let us be thankful for what we have each day. But Lord, just thank you for blessing us as a people and as a town and a nation and a state. And Lord, I've seen a lot of compassionate people and a lot of hard work through all of this. But just thank you for being a good and loving Lord. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
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 Please join me with the national anthem.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Thank you all for that. Folks, as you know, many things have has gone on in our state, nation, and our town. This is something new for all of us, so I hope everyone understands what we have here. This looks like this is going to be a nice setup for us to be able to communicate to each and every one of you, and I thank you for your understanding. I'm going to ask for a motion to amend or adopt the agenda as presented. Do I have a motion?
A motion, Matt Czarnecki.
Second.
A motion by Matt. Do I have a second by Councilman McVoy. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Approval of minutes provided, submitted by our clerk treasurer. I have a motion to approve the minutes from our last meeting.
I make a motion. Langford.
It'll be the meetings from March the 9th, council meeting, March the 9th, council workshop, and March 19th, council meetings.
Thank you very much for that, Michelle.
Langford.
Thank you.
Got a motion by Councilman Langford. Do I have a second?
I'll second it. Czarnecki.
Second by Matt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Approval of allowance claims presented by the clerk treasurer. I think those were sent to everyone. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve allowance claims as submitted by the treasurer. Clerk, I'm sorry.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay.
Mobley.
Second by Councilman Mobley. Do we have any discussion about those? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Okay. Approval of the allowance docket. Do we have a allowance docket?
The allowance docket is payroll. That's posted on my website every month.
Okay. All right. Yes. And as everybody looks at the website there, do I have a motion to approve that allowance docket?
So moved. Langford.
Second, McBoy.
Second by McBoy. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Comments from the public, agenda items. I don't think there's any of that today, unfortunately. We're going to step on to the ordinance and resolutions. We have three in front of us this evening. Our first one is a ordinance number 2020-OR-005. It's a transfer of funds from SEDIT to Redevelopment Commission. That ordinance is transferring certain funds states as, whereas pursuant to Indiana Code 36-52-2, this town of council of Sellersburg, Indiana, is the town legislative body and the president of the town council is the town executive. And whereas pursuant to Indiana Code 36-5-2-9, the legislative body may adopt ordinances and resolutions for the performance of functions of the town. And whereas from time to time, this council desires to transfer funds for the needs of the town. Now, therefore, be ordained by the town council of Sellersburg, Indiana, the following funds be transferred. $60,000 from a set LITPD to redevelopment expenses. $15,000 from set LITED to BZA and planning. $120,000 of set LITED to BC expenses. $5,000 from streets and sanitation vehicle maintenance to streets and sanitation telephones, and $20,000 to streets and sanitation garbage containers to streets and sanitation telephones. This ordinance shall be in full force and effective upon its passage and prolongation as evidenced by the affirmative signatures of the undersigned as the majority of the duly elected and serving members of this council. This ordinance should be effective 30th day of March of 2020. I think we discussed this at our last meeting of some of these expenditures. I know it was the streets and sanitation, the telephone, and the BZA, along with the redevelopment. I think we had something about they had their own line, and that's where we wanted to move forward. So I'm asking for a motion to approve this ordinance 2020-OR-005.
So moved, Langford.
Yeah, motion by Terry.
I'll second Mobley.
Second by Randy. Any discussion about this? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Same sign, nay. Motion to approve ordinance number 2020-OR-005 on second reading. Do I have a motion on second reading?
A motion. Czarnecki.
Motion by Matt. Do I have a second?
I'll second Mobley.
Second by Randy. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Ordinance 2020-OR-005 is approved. Okay. Our second resolution that we have here is our first resolution of the night. Resolution number 2020-0-002. It's an adoption Indiana Code 5-23 authorizing the release of and request for proposals qualifications under Indiana Code 5-23 and taking certain other actions related thereto. This was read at our last meeting. I had a couple of things I think changed or added into it to make sure it was correct. It states, whereas this town council of Sellersburg, Indiana is the town legislative body of the town and the president of the town council is the town executive pursuant
to Indiana Code 36-52-2. Whereas pursuant to Indiana Code 36-52-9, the legislative body may adopt ordinances and resolutions for the performance of functions of the town. And as whereas the council now desires to adopt the provisions of Indiana Code 5-23 by the resolution pursuant to Indiana Code 5-23-11. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Town Council of Sulzburg, Indiana, as follows. Section 1, adoption of Indiana Code 5-23. Section 2, requests for proposals and qualifications. Section 3, other actions. Section 4, final actions. Section 5, no conflict. Section 6, severability. Section 7, effectiveness. This resolution shall be in full force and effect after its adoption by the Town Council of Sulzburg, Indiana. So resolved this 30th day of March of 2020. So, like I said, we discussed this the last time. I think we just had a few things that needed to be taken care of and move forward with. So this will be our last reading of this, so we will not have two readings. So do I have a motion to approve ordinance 2020-R-002?
Councilman Mobley, I make a motion, Brad.
Motion by Randy, do I have a second?
I'll second it. It's Langford.
Councilman Langford. Any discussion about this? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved for resolution number 2020-R-002. All right, our second resolution here, which is item 3 under our agenda, is resolution number 2020-R-003. It's a resolution authorizing funding for COVID-19 Small Business Emergency Forgivable Loan Program. This is a program that that I know Charlie's worked hard with the other business or towns and cities surrounding us with this. IS1 has been a big part of, and been advertising a little bit about this. And this reads, whereas this town council of Sulzburg, Indiana is the town legislative body of the town, and the president of the town council is the town executive pursuant to Indiana Code 36-5-2. Whereas pursuant to Indiana Code 36-5-29, the legislative body may adopt ordinances and resolutions, performances of functions of the town. Whereas on March 6, 2020, the governor of Indiana declared the public health emergency for corona disease 2019 outbreak, better known as COVID-19, pursuant to Indiana Code 10-14-3-12. Whereas on March 13, 2020, the President of the United States declared a national emergency for the same. And whereas Indiana Code 10-14-3-17 grants the Town Council the authority to waive procedures and formalities otherwise required by law as a result of the disaster emergency declaration. And whereas small businesses are at high risk of failure and closure due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and whereas small businesses employs approximately 50% of the United States workforce per date of the U.S. Small Business Administration, whereas the Caesar Foundation County, in partnership with the Community Foundation of Southern Indiana and One Southern Indiana, has established the COVID-19 Small Business Emergency Forgivable Loan Program to provide small businesses with necessary cash flow to continue operation and pay employees, whereas the Town of Sulzburg has a rainy day fund to assist in time of need and uncertainty. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Town Council of Sulzburg, Indiana, that the Town of Sulzburg participates in the COVID-19 Small Business Emergency Forgivable Loan Program and contribute $25,000 from its rainy day fund to said program to be used exclusively to support the small business owners of Sulzburg, Indiana. And I state that exclusively to support the small businesses owners of Sulzburg, Indiana. This resolution shall be in full force and effective after the adoption of the Town Council of Sulzburg, Indiana. So resolved this 30th day of March 2020. So I know, like I said, everybody had something with this in front of you. I don't know. This is something I think is great to show some support to some of the smaller businesses in our community. So I'm asking for a motion to approve this.
I have a motion to approve it. Matt Czernicki.
Second.
A motion by Matt. We got a second by Councilman McBoy. Do we have some discussion or anything?
Yeah, Charlie, you and I talked earlier today about potential payback on this. Will you go over that with us again, please?
Yeah, let me find that. I was actually just looking at that. So basically, there is a, within the paperwork that was sent to you, the way this thing basically works would be small business. Now, on a larger scale, a lot of other municipalities are participating in this as well, and they have also contributed dollars that is limited within their municipal boundaries. There's also private dollars that have flowed into this fund that is to be used within Clark and Floyd County as a whole. I think altogether, last number that I got was over $300,000 total in the fund. Now, that's also, some of that is dedicated dollars, restricted dollars, just like you all are discussing right now, or within the town of Sellersburg. As far as the eligibility of this, they'd had to been in business for 2 years. Loans are $2,500 to $10,000 to be considered, and the repayment amount is $100 per month minimum at a zero interest. There's some other tax liabilities that they're responsible for, things of that nature. Once they get through successfully through December 2021, the remaining amount of the lend would be forgiven. So there's quite a bit of criteria here that's going to be put into place, that is put into place with them. But again, a small business in Sellersburg, obviously having fallen under the times we have as far as staff and so on and so forth, be able to apply to this fund. They want, you know, there's some delinquency and stuff that voids out the agreement and so on and so forth. But there again, if they make the minimum payment, they qualify, they selected, they get the money from the $2,500 to the $10,000 to be considered. They make their monthly installments. They don't miss a payment. They don't do anything. As long as they're still operating in business after December 2021, that loan amount would then be forgiven after that.
And it is for brick and mortar type businesses, correct? It's not for something shop at home?
Yeah, this is, yes, correct.
Charlie, my question while you're looking at that is this going to be available on the town website for application, or are people going to be able to find this, or business owners?
Yes. So to my knowledge, they were supposed to be going live with this today to put out there. They wanted to do a uniform launch today with this for anybody and any businesses within Clark and Floyd County to have equal opportunity to apply for this. There again, when this opens, it's going to go quickly, and when the money's gone, it's gone. So once this thing goes live and I get that information, we will for sure share it on our social media platform as well as our website.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's an important thing I had.
Anybody else have any discussion? No?
No.
Okay. All right. With that said, I ask for a motion to approve resolution number 2020-R-003.
I make that motion. McVoy.
Motion by Scott. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Zarnacki. Matt. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Do I have to read that again, Michelle?
Okay. No.
Thank you. Okay. Like we said, we had no unfinished business. We have new business. Town property mowing contract. Town manager Charlie Smith has that to present to us this evening.
Yeah, so in the, I think I've had a conversation with each of you. This is a general springtime thing. I think historically what we've done is just had one. Nothing's really changed from last year on what we've done with these things. The only difference is going to be internal, where we are, I'm separating these out per department. For streets and sanitation, wastewater, and water departments, so that everybody's paying out of their individual stuff. So I do have the contracts here for that, that everyone should have had. It's a pretty low amount. This is based on a weekly mowing service. An example of areas to be mowed are some of the lift stations that we have for wastewater, the water plant, some areas of that nature. And then for streets and sanitation, we've got a couple little areas like up near McDonald's and over here by the police station, most strips of grass along the street way there. So pretty basic, get the grass mowed.
Okay. Like Charlie said, JNC has been doing this for us for the last 2 years, and has always done an outstanding job. So just with that said, I hope everyone was able to see how he broke this down instead of it always just coming out of one department. I think this is great moving forward with that. Gives us an idea as far as when we come down to our budget come this fall. So. To be able to look at it and observe. So so asking for a motion to approve the JNC lawn landscaping mowing for 2020.
So moved, Langford.
Motion by Terry. Do I have a second?
I'll second Mobley.
Second by Mobley.
Yes.
Any just more discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. All right, motion approved to continue JNC lawn landscaping services for the town of Sellersburg. Thank you on that, Charlie. General comments from the public. I don't know, Charlie, have you gotten any information or from anybody that might have any questions or things to talk about?
No. Not this time. I'm sure you all have seen, there was one question on the feed here is how do we report non-compliance of state home order in Sellersburg? I've been instructed in conversation with Dr. Yazel, the health department, to reach out to them and let them know, and they would investigate and enforce as needed. Outside of that, I don't have anything.
Okay.
There's been some questions as far as... we'll go on.
Okay, sounds great. All right, our staff reports. We have Josh Hillman from JTL. Josh, you have?
Sure. Let me give you a couple of updates. This board had approved probably a month and a half ago, the Covered Bridge Number 1 pump station repair. That contractor has asked to put that project on hold until the COVID-19 pandemic comes to, I don't want to call it a close, but until there's a little more certainty. It's a 10-day project, so when they take that line or that pump station out of service, they're committing to 10 days straight of work, and they're a little concerned about potential staffing items and don't want to leave that to where a problem could arise. So they've asked to take that, put it on hold until about a month from now, being with the understanding they'll be on site and prepared if something happens at the station to bypass pump or to have a workaround if they need to. So I don't know that that's any vote. I just wanted to bring that to your all's attention and make sure everybody's in general okay with that. And that's my recommendation to allow that.
I think that sounds like a great idea. Do the fact with all everybody being at home, so I think that's a great idea. So thank you.
Yes. Next, the paving projects keep coming up in questions and feeds. So we have held a pre-construction meeting on one of the two paving projects. We're going to hold the other pre-construction meeting for the second paving project, and those were broken up by big and small major roads versus minor roads. The second pre-con meeting will be this week coming up. I think I saw earlier this week or earlier today where the funds are coming into the account. So once the funds are in the account, we'll issue full notice to proceed. And I expect we should see our contractors out paving within the next 30 days, plus or minus. And once that happens, they should have about 4 months to get the streets paved. We've tried to make some of the precautions this year that came up as issues for last year so that we don't have the same issues. So those should be moving here shortly. And you may see a few small water and storm sewer repairs occur before those streets get paved, just so we could take care of some issues where there were very shallow water mains.
This time, real quick, Josh, we won't be doing any milling or anything on some of these. Will get milled or what?
So we're not going to do the milling similar to what we did last year, but we are going to go and do a keyway or a strip of milling along curb lines so that we keep curb lines intact. Last year we attempted to mill the entire roadway, but when we did that, we found out that these roads had very shallow water and sewer mains in them. So we damaged some of those at that time that were 60, 70 years old, and we're trying to take a little more precaution with them this year.
Perfect. Anybody else got any more questions about the paving?
Yeah, there was a deadline on that. Wasn't it the end of July? With this virus thing, could that be extended, or is that a possibility, or will it be needed?
We have 18 months from the award of the grant money from NDOT to utilize those funds, I believe.
Okay.
But we shouldn't see any issue contractually with NDOT in our utilization of those dollars.
Okay. Yep.
Anybody else? Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks, Josh.
Okay. All right. Charlie Smith, the town manager.
Yeah, so we're still adjusting to the new norm here. Town Hall, I think everything's moved pretty easily. I don't say easily, but effectively, keeping in line the social distancing protocols and so on and so forth. We are utilizing town staff as needed, working on making sure that obviously the water's still flowing, the wastewater's still operational, trash and so on and so forth is collected. We're also trying to be as communicative as possible with the residents here. Started a Facebook Live last week just to kind of give a general overview of what's going on here in Town Hall. Moving on, you know, as things get adjusted to the new norm. I'm reevaluating every day. So weather's getting nice, and hopefully this thing will getting behind us in the past, and we can get moving back on to the business and making things better sooner than later.
I agree.
Okay. All right. Our attorney, Jake Elder.
Thank you. No, I don't have any comment. Just know that I'm here. Should anybody need anything, have any questions, and we're all doing what we can.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much for that. Go on down here to our comments from our council members. Randy, you're first.
Yeah, before I forget, I just want to give kudos to the water department. A couple Fridays ago, got out there and got down and dirty, got into the business of water service, and very impressed with the guys that worked over there. Charlie was there, Shannon was there, and about 5-6 guys from the water department, and I was very impressed with their work, and they dug right into it. It was impressive. I was just amazed at how long and how hard they worked. I guess Charlie, you're on cleaning up Mr. Brown's backyard, or what's going on over there?
Yes, sir. And thank you for bringing that up again. And I want to echo that sentiment. We've got a lot of new staff in the water department. Our two supervisors are former Louisville Water employees, very knowledgeable, very experienced. That was kind of the first water issue that we've had since we've had this new team in place, and very responsive, very good work, very diligent in getting it done, and was able to work through it obviously without having to actually shut the water down and have an advisory of any nature. So while there was some fluctuations in pressure in that part of town, there wasn't everything was where it needed to be, and we were able to get back under operation. And there again, it's a lot of hard work, but they did a great job. Thank you for for recognizing them.
Absolutely. And, you know, just closing, I'm kind of struggling with essential businesses. What is essential? Is there, you know, the question my wife and we were rolling around this morning, and she said, well, what isn't closed? You know, I mean, everything seems like it's open. So, you know, I know going into a restaurant, you can't do that. You can still get takeout. So, you know, I guess you kind of have to be thankful that everything's still kind of rolling. You know, I'm probably the oldest guy on here. I've never been through anything like what we're going through right now. And it's, I think we just need to reassure people that, you know, we're going to get this thing behind us. It just, there's some anxiety with it. And, you know, I got grandkids and, you know, I always just tell them, I said, you know, trust in God and we'll get through this thing. But that's all I got. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Rand. Terry?
Charlie, you and I have talked a couple times. I think the last time we talked, you were playing phone tag with REMC about the low-lying electric wires along Apple Leaf. Have you ever
got I need to follow. I have a note here to follow back up with them.
Okay. I know there's a lot going on, believe me.
I've got it here. Actually, I'm looking at a post-it note on my desk to get that done. So,
okay, and I just want to tell everybody, be safe, shop local if you can. We got a lot of small businesses here in town, and we need to utilize those if we can. If there's any way you can, you need to shop local. That's all I got today, Brad.
All right, thank you. Councilman Mavoy?
Yeah, thank you. A couple of things. Charlie, you have any updates from Chief of Police as far as anything in town or any needs that the police department or any of our other town employees may have as far as personal protection equipment? Do we have any type of inventory on those type of items, or is there any needs that we have as a town to keep our employees safe in all departments?
As far as I know, one of the shortfalls that we're having right now is masks. Just of the nature of the business, we have plenty of gloves, we have plenty of hand sanitizer department. We also, you know, Starlight Distillery did donate us quite a bit of hand sanitizer here, I believe it was last week, for the chief to use within his teams. So we've started moving in that direction as far as handling that from that perspective. Like I said, the only thing that we've not been able to find, what I would ask, I guess, and this is a good point, thank you for bringing this up. As we're out doing meter reads, the manual meter reads, you know, obviously the weather's nice and people are out front. You know, we're trying to get everyone to practice the social distancing. And we need to make sure that we keep our people safe because obviously we need to operate these utilities. So, you know, there again, I would just ask everyone to continue to practice that 6-foot minimum, especially if you see one of our utility guys out walking the yards and getting meter reads and stuff of that nature. But to your point, Mr. Councilman McBoy, the only thing I can think of at this point is masks. I haven't had any in-depth conversation with the police chief. He's been on call moving the last 2 days, so I haven't had a chance to have a depth conversation with him the last couple of days.
All right, that might be something that we need to get with Clark County EMA. I have some information I can send to you that you can make contact with them. We need to get on a list to requisition some of those things. That might be a good idea to do. I want to thank you for your leadership on Facebook Live. I see a lot of the neighborhoods are coming together, especially in my district and some others. You know, we have to, this will be a tough month for a lot of people. My concern, again, like I said last time, is for our elderly. And we have some people in town with immunodeficiencies. So please, if you know people like that, to reach out to your local council member so we can try to help out if we can in any type of form or fashion. I wish all the town employees stay safe and healthy, as well as all of you all. And this is probably how we're going to be meeting for the next foreseeable future. So anything I can do to help out, please feel free to call me. Everybody has my contact information, and I'll do what I can to help. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Scott. Councilman Gnecchi?
A couple points. First of all, I want to thank Charlie
taking this job. I don't think you had any intention of a coronavirus popping into the equation. But you've done an amazing job. Had a lot of, and I've told you this, and I've had a conversation with you about people coming up and singing your praise, I guess you kind of say. But, I want to thank you. I want to thank our police department, our public works, our EMS, our fire department. All these people are putting themselves, to a certain extent, in harm's way. But, you know, we're all here to do a job. So I want to thank everybody for that. I want the public to be aware, you know, like when I go out and shop, I'm usually the one that kind of goes out and does everything when we need stuff. So if I go out to eat, I'll drive through the subdivision. And a lot of people are doing really, really good with the social distancing. But I have seen a few instances of people not doing a very good job of it. And people got to understand that this is serious times. And if you get too close or get next to somebody that's infected, it just keeps on creating more of an issue. We need to create that 6-foot distance. We can all still interact with one another. We can all still spend some time with one another. But, you know, we need to start really, really focusing on having that distance and actually doing what's best for everybody all around. So we will all get through this. And if anybody needs help, kind of like what Scott said, you know, we are all here to help our community. And, you know, we'll, if anybody needs assistance, we can assist with phone numbers or whatever it takes to help out. That's all I got.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Matt. On my end, like I said, it sounds like everybody's here it has the same feelings that I have. So, once again, it's all about a team. We are a great team. As Randy Mobley always says, you know, Team Sellersburg. You know what I mean? We're we've got a great group of people. We brought in a man that's given us hope and opportunity moving forward, in a town we call home and a town we call Sellersburg. And I greatly appreciate that movement. Charlie's put in a lot of time. And that's what I want everybody to understand. We've met with a lot of different people. He's got great resources, and I appreciate that tremendously. I know our chief, I can finally say something for him. He wants to let everybody know he finally lives in the town of Sellersburg. So I know he's excited about being finally a town resident. So I know I told him I'd one in there for him on that. So we always appreciate that as well. I tell you, I had something here from you. I know I've given a couple of people a copy of this, but this was the Easter souvenir edition, and it was right here. It was done March 29, 1901. That was 119 years ago yesterday, and I thought about in being in the printing business of maybe printing some of these off and try to make it some kind of fundraiser or something like that for, some kind of community efforts. And this is something we may discuss down the road. But I just, it's always been, we've tried to, Charlie and I, we was reading into this. I don't know if anybody else, I was going to have a copy for all of y'all to be able to read and learn a little bit more about what Sellersburg was all like. And a lot of you all are sitting at home, give us some of your comments about, what Sellersburg means to you and some of the past things that a lot of us may not know. And we really, truly appreciate some of those thoughts. Matt said, see a lot of people out and about. I mean, landscaping is the number one thing right now. I tell you, I mean, everybody's doing landscaping. I've done some landscaping. And so I enjoy seeing everyone out doing social distancing like it's been asked. I think for the next 2 weeks, we're going to realize what's really going to occur. So our next meeting that comes about on the 13th will let us know a little bit more about what we need to know, what you folks out there need to know. But please continue to watch some of Charlie's live stream comments. He's got a lot of resources, and so that's one thing I greatly appreciate. So But once again, everyone take care of yourself. Be smart.
Be safe.
Enjoy yourselves. Randy?
Hey, Brad.
Yes, sir.
Hey, before we close out here, I just need to ask Michelle. I know she might have some comments, but I wanted to see if you're out of coffee cups yet, Michelle.
You know, no, I've still got some. Thank you, Randy.
You still good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
Well, that's all I say. Now, our clerk treasurer, Michelle Miller, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I just want to thank my staff for helping me keep this office running. We're taking turns coming in, so we're not around each other. And I want to remind everyone to be sure to do your census forms if you've received one in the mail. That is very important to our town that you complete that census form.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for that.
Just
anything else?
Wish everyone well and stay safe.
All right. Okay.
Brad, I do have one little thing to add here.
Sure, absolutely, Charlie.
Originally, we had talked about shutting down Town Hall until approximately, I think, April 1st. Obviously, that is going to be extended at this point. I'll reassess with my team tomorrow to continue this on, but I'll put an official notice out tomorrow. But I did want to update you on that.
Okay. I know one other thing, Charlie, that I saw that you posted, the green ribbon. You didn't talk anything about the green ribbon.
Oh, yes. Yes. So the green ribbon, I've seen that float around a little while. And I actually had someone contact me, a lady who's involved with the Art in the Park, talk about the red ribbon. Somebody saw that, and I think Michelle had texted to me as well, and we kind of kicked it around real quick and said, hey, you know, I think the green showing the color of life and compassion, especially now and with everything going on, just a sign of unity here in the community. We put out a note on social media to ask everyone to post a green ribbon somewhere on your property, whether it's around a tree or the mailbox or, you know, on your front porch or something of that nature, as a sign of solidarity as a community.
That's why we're green today.
There it is.
I hear you.
Take that time. I think, you know, obviously with the bridges were lit up last week in green and some other things of that nature. If you got a green porch light, just something. I think I think it's important at this point in time that we all realize that we're neighbors, we're friends, we're family, whether, you know, wherever you are in town, we're all in this together regardless.
Charlie, real quick, we got to continue to post the Everbridge notification system. I know subscriptions are up. I think we were up about 600 from the last time that we met. I can't confirm that number, but I know it's gone up. And I can only tell people, we had severe thunderstorms the other night. Got the mass notification on my, or the Everbridge notification on my cell phone. I mean, I'm telling you, I can't stress it enough, especially over the course of the next month. You're in unpredictable times. If you need that, it works like a charm. So I can't, if we can keep posting that on social media, put it on a loop, put the link out there for everybody. I just think it's so important when it comes to communication processes for the town. I know they're up about 500 or 600 from the last time that we checked. So, but still, it's not nearly where we should be. We're talking about less than 1,000 residents have signed up for it. We need to be at 5,000 or 6,000 subscriptions.
Yes, sir. So, the plan with that is we'll continue to post that on the social media outlets, and we'll look at putting that into the statement stuffers for our billing cycles as well.
Thank you.
Try to get that information out.
All right. Everybody good? All right. Well, it's 6:44, so do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll motion.
Second.
Motion by Matt. Second by McBoy. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, motion is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you all.
Thanks.
Stay safe.
Hey, Jake, are we breaking the law now?
No, we're stuck.
We're alive, though.
We are alive, okay. Good deal.
Everybody have a good night.
Good night.
Thank you.